Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, all right. Now we can get ready. Now you can start. You know it don't start until we officially say, play me some Pepe, man. Yeah. Get the levels right. That's how the show come on, ready?
Okay.
You feel me? We set the tone right. We gotta listen to some J-O-N pimping. Just like that. Turn it down a little bit, because I feel like it's about that time. We have a lot to discuss today. This lady right here got everybody checking their address just to make sure they live in Atlanta still.
And they don't.
A lot of them don't. A lot of people don't. But, you know, a lot of people came out the woodworks. They all had a reaction. Yeah. Who knew that just by saying that, you was gonna hurt so many feelings?
I knew.
You knew already?
Yeah, I just didn't know I was gonna hurt that many feelings.
You hurt feelings.
I did.
You gonna made all the old school rappers from Atlanta come out. But I'm from Decatur, no. Now that's enough. You can't tell me that. Hey, hell no. Ludacris.
Oh, damn.
You made Ludacris come out and drop a verse.
I know.
Everybody though, every little city now they doing they own verse. Yeah, that's what's up though. That's when you know you got something hot. When yeah. People want to be a part of
remix,
it.
Remix.
Oh, wait till mixtape Wayne get on there. He gonna make the whole Louisiana fit. I don't know how. I know he gonna do it.
Hey, I can't wait to do a song with Wayne.
For real?
Yeah.
I asked you who you wanted to work with. You said nobody.
You said in the city.
You don't want to work with nobody in the city?
Who?
Gucci. It's a whole bunch of people in this city. Big boy. Lil Baby.
You asked me who I wanted to work with, though.
Oh. Okay. I feel you. did you hear me say with or for?
What you mean?
Like, do some music with.
Yeah. I really want to work with, like, artists that's like Doja Cat.
Now
like
that's
that.
Dope.
Yeah.
Damn, you should have came a couple weeks ago, because my homeboy worked for her.
For real?
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
shout out to my boy Tahir. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, he worked for her, man. He doing some dope shit over there, too.
Yeah, that's who I want to work with. That's like number one on my list.
That's your number one. Who number two?
Chloe Bailey.
She is dope. You should work with both the sisters.
Exactly.
Hell yeah. All right, who else on the list?
Rico, well, me and Rico already got a song now.
Okay.
Rod Wave.
Okay. That nigga sad, bro. That's sad.
Like, hey, life gets sad sometimes.
People keep saying he needs, that's my go-to nigga for some goddamn thug
they
heartbreak
pay
shit.
Music, like, we need it.
I fuck with all them fat niggas. All the fat niggas that be singing and rapping, him, Derez, Deshaun.
Yeah.
It's one more too. Shit, Maxo Cream. All fat rappers good with
they
me.
They fine.
Because that's just part of hip-hop.
Yeah.
The fat boys. Yeah. Anytime I see a fat nigga doing
like
music.
Heavy D.
Heavy D.
That boy Mo who had died, he was fine.
Hell yeah. Who else on the list?
Who else on my list? I said Doja Cat, Chloe Bailey, Rod Wave, Cardi B.
Gotta do some shit with Cardi.
Yeah.
She hood too. Yeah. She'll fuck around and do it.
Exactly.
With the bonnet on too. She just dropped some shit, like a snippet.
That, it's called, Shake It Up, with some artist.
Yeah, one
it
of them drill artists.
Shit, though. Yeah, exactly.
She was talking big shit on them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Give me one more off the list.
I don't know. Oh, Wayne. You said Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I grew up listening to Wayne. He one of my favorite artists.
The nigga just be saying some shit that just...
Out of this world?
Out of this fucking world.
And
that we gonna
smart,
be stuck
too.
On. Is shit you would've never thought about. Real G's moving silence like lasagna.
Exactly. Then you be like, huh?
Oh. How many niggas didn't even know it was a G in there?
Exactly. Man?
That's the genius of Lil Wayne.
He got bars that when you about 5 years from now, you go back and then you listen to it, you be like, damn, you just not catch a bar. Like
some of that shit be too rich.
What you mean? Like you
it be too rich, money? Like you ain't there in your life. When that nigga said, I'm riding drop top in the winter with the heat on.
You don't know about that till you experience
no,
it.
No, the average nigga ain't even got a drop top and we wouldn't even be driving it in the wintertime. But Lil Wayne does that on the regular.
That nigga hard.
For real. You ready for this? Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 South Show.
Hey.
Hell yeah. You see how I do that shit?
Mm-mm.
You see how I do that? I just be talking to you. I be like, welcome back. Like, where did we go? Like, it's just to fuck with people. It's like, it is welcome back, because you should have watched the last one. So even if this your first time watching, I'm still going to welcome you back. I got a very special guest that done stopped through the trap today. One of the hardest rappers out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like the real Atlanta.
Real Atlanta.
Okay. Very controversial at the moment. She really does her thing, and you know, I really feel like she one of them ones that's gonna take over one of these, you know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Cause she ain't in nobody's lane. She got her own thing, man. I wanna welcome to the trap. Beat Rough.
Yeah.
On Rough.
What's poppin'?
Man, before we even talk any more shit, just know over here at the 85 South Show. We love what you're doing and we support your movement.
You.
And it's just dope as hell to see you getting it out the mud and doing it how you doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, how all this get started? Where did your music journey begin?
I started making music like for real when I was like 7. And me and my sisters had a little group called 3SD and I used to be the songwriter. Then my auntie told me I didn't know how to sing, so I had to take my talent somewhere else and I started rapping when I was 12.
Shout out to your auntie for that bad, that badass good advice. She could have broke your spirit.
She did.
Damn.
Cause I thought I knew how to sing for real. And then when I got 12, that's when I started making raps. And I used to write like diss songs about girls I used to be beefing with in school, in middle school.
Now why would anybody be beefing with you?
I talk a lot of shit.
Oh, that could happen. That's probably why I stayed in so much beef growing
up.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
And then when I got 17, I was in high school. I was in 12th grade and I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And then I was looking up like female rappers and stuff, and they was like, it's only one female rapper in the game right now, and it's Nicki. She's been in the game for a long time, but ain't nobody else. So I was like, oh, the door wide open. Like, let me go ahead and get in there. So I went to college for 1 year, then I dropped out. And then
me
I
too.
Started over there.
Sometimes you gotta go to college to know that you ain't supposed to be there.
That's why I be saying you got to go there to see what you wanna do for real.
Yep.
I always tell people that just go, cause you might like it, but you might not.
Yeah, you gotta, some people need to wait until they're a little bit older, cause you'll be more serious about it.
Yeah.
Like, I would be a dope ass college student now, cause I would give a fuck.
Yeah.
But back when I ain't give a fuck, I ain't give a fuck.
Exactly. Just I on was campus, distracted. Smoking, having parties, going to parties. I feel like that motivated me, though, like, when I was there, and then once I found out that I didn't want to do it, like, I just dropped out.
For real? Fuck it.
Yeah, and I just got on the internet, and I had just started going viral on the internet and shit.
Man, jump in here.
Let's get it, man.
What up? What's up?
Oh, I'm rather nice to meet
Why
you
look like J. Cole?
Everybody say that, man. J. Cole look like me. I'm older than
you. Okay.
Man. No, what's up with you, man?
What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Good to have you here.
Yeah,
good
yeah.
to see you.
What's been up, though?
Man, same old same. What's up, baby?
Hey, you, all right? You already know.
Come on, man.
Told you,
you got the whole
was in
city.
Huh? Told you. I told her you was in route.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm here.
What you were saying?
She had the whole city and the friends.
Yeah.
They
was upset.
Yeah. I like it, though.
Hold up. We got to get back to the story. Okay. So you about to drop out of college?
I did drop out.
Okay. And, shout out to that.
See, I did, too. I did, too. I went. Yeah. Oh, come on.
You had to go.
You got to go to learn something. Yeah. You got to learn.
Exactly.
To learn that they don't know what to teach you.
Exactly.
They don't know what to teach you.
They're not stupid. You be out there taking classes that you ain't even going to school for.
Come
like,
on, man.
Yeah, that's dumb.
They just not really getting entrepreneurship. And it's like something that people can pursue as a major.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even know that. They should have been had it.
Come on.
I would have probably still been in there.
Exactly.
Getting my master's.
Oh, this it. This the master's right here.
Exactly.
Once you make it, that's your degree.
Yeah. For sure. This pay more than I feel like college anyway.
It do.
Because I had, when I dropped out and I started working at Panera Bread, it was a lady there that had like went to school for like 8 years. And we had the same job as a cashier.
Damn.
So like,
skills ain't translated.
Yeah, exactly. I'm happy I live. Shit.
You gotta get out of there. But it's the experiences. That's life.
Yeah, you learn more socially, just how to be a person.
Exactly.
Independent, how not to take no for an answer. That's what I learned. I went to a HBCU.
Yeah,
so.
Me too.
Where you went?
Savannah State.
Savannah State, that's what's up. Because they'll tell you no quick. They'll tell you no fast as hell.
Yeah.
And then come to find out the person that told you no ain't even the person in charge of
what's going on.
Saying no. Yeah, exactly.
Got to drop out. Shout out to all the college dropouts.
Not the applause.
Yeah, because it's like, or go, you can go.
See, if it worked for you. Y'all went to the HBCU. I feel like that's a flex. But I went to a historically black community college, and I feel like that's not smoking on enough. I'm talking about the community college where a lot of niggas go.
Right, right.
Where you went to?
It's called Northwest Community College.
This is Oxford?
No, well, the one I went to is, I went to the branch.
Oh, they everywhere.
It was down the street from my house. It's only two of them.
Don't fucking laugh.
Maybe three. Maybe three, because they got a nursing school, too. They got a nursing school. All right. But it's very respected in the northern parts of Mississippi.
I got you.
Football team is magnificent.
Oh, they got a football team?
Yeah, because they get all the players who don't have the good grades that can go to
them. They last chance you.
First chance. If you fuck this up, then you can go to last chance. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to my school that I almost graduated from. So now you done dropped out. Now you messing with the music heavy.
Yep.
When did you start feeling like, hey, this could be something?
Soon as I dropped out, that's the funny part. Because it's like, as soon as I dropped out, I got right on the internet and started going viral this ain't something. Like, for my music. Like, that's how people be like, oh, I'm ready. She been doing this for a long time. She ain't popped off yet. But I'm like, a lot of people be doing music for a long time and they take a minute to pop off, but it's just, I've been in the spotlight since I started. So, you know what I'm saying? They looking, like, they've been watching my journey for the longest. So that's why they say that. But like, as soon as I started, I was viral.
Yeah, them people though. It take 10 years to be overnight?
Yeah, like a lot of people, they be like just popping, they think they popping overnight, but they been working like 7-8 years, like just releasing music and stuff.
writing songs for people.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But that's what it takes, though. You got to learn the music business.
Exactly.
If you want to be successful in it.
Yeah, because if you just hop right in and go, well, you're going to miss a lot of
time. You're going to get robbed. You're going to be a one-hit wonder with no money to show for it.
Facts.
But if you learn the music business and how many different ways it is to make money off of music, you good for life.
That's great.
Yeah. Exactly. And you got a good lane because you just mixed the business with the viral. Like you said, you started off going viral.
Yeah.
So that's something just kind of, you always kind of know.
How to get the people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 So how's it been though now? And now that you know that you done put your time in and now that the world is watching you.
It's a little scary sometimes.
It's very, because people can be very weird.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people, like, a lot of people think that I'd be liking, like, a lot of attention everywhere I go, but I really don't, because I'm antisocial, and I'm a little shy. So, like, when a lot of people be, like, watching me and shit, like, I go sit down somewhere.
You in the spotlight, you know? But I feel you, though.
Yeah.
I ain't on all the time.
Yeah.
When you were performing, you don't want to be on all
the time. Exactly, but you gotta be. Or people gonna be like, "Well, she rude. She got attitude."
Can't be tired. It can never be some regular human shit.
Yeah. You can't be a human once they look at you like a celebrity. That human shit going out the way.
Yep. You supposed to feel exactly how they feel.
You better feel how I want you to feel. I'm happy to see you. You ain't happy to see me?
Exactly.
I'm happy to see you. Better get happy. Man, my dog just died. Smile!
I hate when they ask to take a picture and then you get in the picture and you smiling and they not, so it look like you happy to be in the picture.
Like you asked for the picture. And that's what they caption say. This nigga gonna ask me for a flick. No, I didn't.
Hey, okay.
You see the picture. Hey, me and a fan.
Hell
dead. Hey, Killer Mike made dude take a post down because he posted a pic with Killer Mike and was promoting his business.
Yeah.
Like Killer Mike was promoting the business too. Killer Mike was like, hold on, man, I ain't never did business with you, bro. Don't put me in the picture.
He fucked me crazy.
Hey, man.
He put the man number on his t-shirt, like he really had it on his shirt.
No, he like didn't. Photoshop, I was about to say, they take me too far.
You get one of them,
it's a mixtape DJ somewhere with me doing a drop for him. I don't know who he is.
What you want?
You know how they be like, hey man, let me get a drop right quick. And you never see hear from him again.
I feel like you used to do a lot of drops.
I know. I know. That's why they probably just waiting on something good to happen before they start using.
Oh, they wait till you blow up. Then they pull out your
What you say you wanted?
Capri Sun.
Oh, okay. Yep. We keep them snacks.
Yeah. You good? You need water? You straight?
I got some. I got everything.
Oh, she got everything. Yeah, you got to get used to it, though.
Yeah.
It comes with it.
Yeah.
But you just got to keep in mind, though, there's so many people out here that we know ain't never been right. We went to school. It was people in there eating crayons and glue.
What?
Where you think these people at? They still around?
Oh, yeah.
It'll be the same people who be following you around the store. Hey,
exactly.
I knew that was you.
Yeah. Weird.
I knew that was you.
The worst is the motherfucker to tell you, you not you. Man, you look like so-and-so. That's me. But that ain't you. So now I'm not me,
nigga.
Just
like, all right, then walk away.
Yeah, you just like, what else can you do?
Exactly.
You can't argue with stupid
going
people.
Back and forth.
Yes, you can.
You shouldn't.
The worst is when they try to call you from far away and think you're gonna come back.
Who?
Like people.
Oh, like and tell you.
Like, be real.
Yeah, I keep walking.
Hit a bitch.
Yeah, I keep walking.
Man, I don't even, hey man.
You on the other side of the street.
Yeah. I ain't about to do all that. And I be paranoid anyway, so I ain't finna walk to nobody.
Yeah. Well, that's dope, man. Either way, man, you gotta love the fans.
Yeah.
They show love. Even when you don't know they about to. Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So how you adjusting to your new fame?
I'm just like trying to tell myself, like, I be having to talk to myself, like, when I'm by myself. Cause people online, like, they talk so much shit and it really get on my nerves sometimes.
Don't let it. Them people not even real.
Yeah.
They real.
No, they not.
But
you gotta keep in mind, the same way you like going hard for your career and like chasing your goals. Their goals is just to get you to respond.
It's so weird, yeah. Like, bro, what the fuck?
Respond to one and be like, laugh, and they be like, I'm just talking shit. Yeah. I love you, girl. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
They just do be doing this.
They see all the, I love you, I love you, I'm the biggest fan. And they see ain't nobody responding to that. So they be like, man, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
You be like, fuck you too. I'm just playing. Yeah. Man, that shit ain't real. Even if it is real, most of the time, them people are 9, 10, 11 years old.
Yeah, you right. And I've been having to just get that through my head, though.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when it be a lot of it, I be like, bro, I don't need
just click on them pictures. It make you feel something.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, they ain't got no pictures.
Exactly.
Most of the time.
They be toe up.
They pictures be fuzzy.
Yeah.
Why your pictures still fuzzy? You ever click on somebody's shit and they got, like, them orange pictures? You're like, what? How your shit is? I can't even see this.
What'd you take this with?
Exactly. A rock?
This is a Fred Flintstone phone. This is a little bird.
It's just a picture of a picture. Nah, them people are weird, though, man. Yeah. They'll never
keep that same energy.
In person?
In person or even online.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I didn't let the shit get to me. And I respond back to them online. They be like, oh, you know, big dog, I ain't know you was going to respond. Yeah. I was just saying my... Like, all right.
Nah.
That's crazy.
Well, don't never. That's just extra spam.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't contribute to it. I say I did it. I ain't say I do it.
Yeah. After a while, you get it. You just click on their shit. That's all they do.
Talk shit.
Yep.
But to certain people.
Yeah.
But look at the shit that they like.
Exactly.
Right.
The fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, have you ever had one of these weird-ass people in your comments? They talking shit like you think it's a real person, and then you click on their pictures, and all of them are like some video game type shit.
And like, but it'd be like, the shit.
It'd be like some video game type shit, but it's like they are playing a character type. Like, all this shit is just
what
like...
You mean, like, Envoy or something?
Like, they got a whole bunch of pictures, but all the pictures are just like video game characters. Like... Mm-mm. Like the Sims type shit.
Yeah, Envoo, yeah.
Like some, oh, that's what it's called?
For girls, Envoo. Okay. It's like
the metaverse like or some shit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Avatar, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
I'm old, I didn't know. Like, these motherfuckers think they living in a video game.
Yeah. We damn near are.
Facts.
This is a simulation.
Few of us got the cheat code, though.
What is it?
Huh? I don't know what system you got.
Uh-huh.
I got a PlayStation, so.
I'm just playing this shit how it come, bro. Ain't nothing surprising to me at this point.
Put this shit on all Madden.
Nah, this shit is on.
Make it interesting.
This shit is on impossible at this point.
Wait.
The world.
How?
Like, on the level of the world, that you don't see the type of shit that be happening every day.
Yeah. I just seen some shit where it was a lady, her husband was out of town, and they just found her stabbed up 60 times. And her little boy was upstairs with his headphones on. But people think the little boy did it because she would cheat on his daddy.
How old the little boy?
12. And they put her body in a duffel bag and dumped it in the woods. Yeah. Yeah. But they saying a grown person would have put it in the car and dumped it somewhere, but a little boy, he ain't got no car, so he just dumped it nearby.
I mean, if you 12 and you killed your mama, don't stop at not driving the car.
Damn.
I'm not supposed to drive.
That's the worst. Hey, that's even scarier. You still think you a kid?
That nigga went crazy.
You the devil, boy.
Exactly. The fuck?
I can't drive.
You ain't think about the other shit you wasn't supposed to do?
That's that fucking crazy.
Let's see.
That's crazy, man. And then, you know, the lady stabbed up down in Miami. Oh. It was an Instagram couple or something. What? White lady, black dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they shit free.
Yeah.
She was at a restaurant the next day.
Chilling.
Like it ain't nothing.
Yeah, order a Bloody Mary. That shit need to be ashamed. Take her to jail.
They let her right out, though, for real. Somebody with self-defense.
Nah, that's that. You know what kind of defense that was. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Sweet.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's just crazy what people don't go to jail for when they're a certain kind of people. Because you see niggas getting 5 years for having two
for
bullets
19.
Under the seat. Nigga have not even a gun, just two bullets.
That shit sad.
Big Mill went to jail for riding a motorcycle.
For popping a whip.
For real?
Oh, he was having too
that
much
was
fun.
That was the thing that violated his probation. Yeah.
Go ride a motorcycle?
Because he got caught on the video popping a wheelie. He ain't get arrested for it or nothing. It was on the video. Am I right?
Yeah.
And they was like, boy, you ain't supposed to pop no wheelie.
What?
It's illegal to have too much fun when you black. They hate to see that.
That shit weird.
Don't act like you like nothing.
Yeah. Huh?
When you having a good time, act like you're not enjoying yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That shit weird as fuck.
They hate to see you happy. They'll find some shit to throw.
You might need to go change the law for real. That shit weird.
We gonna
That's
change the
crazy
law.
Part about it.
You can't.
You have to change so many of them to change one.
Yeah.
And they make up shit every day that we don't even know.
Yeah.
Is the law.
The trick is you got to change the way you at.
Exactly.
So we change a little stuff in Atlanta. Like, yeah. You know, an ounce, they supposed to let you slide on that. So. You just got to do shit where you are.
Yeah, you got more than an ounce. They should at least give you a ticket because I don't give a fuck who you are. You don't really need to be out here with more than an ounce. That's a lot of weed.
So you weed now?
I'm not saying that they right or wrong or that I agree, but I'm saying an ounce of weed, that's kind of upsetting.
But it's also, it's not that much.
But where are you going that you need to take a whole ounce of weed? Okay, right. That's, all right. You should be able to get to where you had, you should be able to get to the studio and back. You shouldn't be out here joyriding. You should go to the studio and drop that weed off and
yeah,
then go do
your
rest of your shit.
But an ounce ain't that much. What else is an ounce a lot of?
You gotta draw
an ounce is only a lot of weed.
You gotta draw the line somewhere.
You know what I'm saying? An ounce of paprika? Nigga, the recipe say 2 ounces, nigga, you, that shit, you ain't taste it. You're not gonna taste it. An ounce of weed? An ounce of cocaine don't look like that much, but the cocaine dealers tell
that's
you
enough
it's,
for a whole
the,
party.
The people do coke. Now, apparently, that is plenty enough.
That's a lot.
An ounce of spinach ain't shit.
Right, right. That shit gonna shrink up as soon as you put the heat on it.
How much should it be then?
I'm just saying it's a lot and it's not a lot in the same. It's one of the few things.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like an ounce of weed is enough for one person.
Oh, definitely. For one person.
Right.
For how long?
That day? The weekend?
Is it something like you gotta make an ounce last you a week.
3 days.
If you just smoking by yourself. You should, you tripping. You tripping burning through a house a week.
You really. Going through something, definitely.
I mean, I stay going through something. That's where I'm using my metric. That's where I'm gauging.
I don't know. I feel
if I go past it, I'm going to go get help.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, we got to draw the line somewhere. For the smokers. Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 South Show. We're here with Big Red. And we really in Atlanta.
Come on. Come on.
Today. Like your blue hair.
Thanks.
You talking a lot of shit. I thought you was bigger. Much shit as you talk.
Everybody say that. They think I'm like 5'8".
But she said don't get it for a dog, though.
How tall are you?
5'3".
You 5'3"? Okay. But yeah, but you like what? 6'2" on the track.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Tower over.
I need a motherfucking water, man. We chilling with Bit Ritter in here today, man.
Damn.
I don't know what they asked you, so I don't want to ask the same question.
You can ask. You wasn't here.
Wait.
I wasn't just having, like, you know, people respond. Like, you got people, but you got Luda coming.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He stopped filming Fast and Furious and shit. You know what I'm saying? He was in the middle of shooting stunts.
Yeah.
He was on the moon and shit. She said,
what? He was behind the spaceship.
Hold on, what?
But yeah, like, so anybody surprised you that, like, you know, responded? Was any, no? You kind of knew? Yeah.
I just didn't know it was going to be, like, as big as it was, but I knew that people was gonna be mad because it's like it's a touchy subject. Like,
that's not
the first conversation that them been had about this. You feel what I'm saying?
Nah,
like people been talking about this for the longest. So if somebody coming out putting it on the song, like I knew they was gonna be mad.
Yeah, and then you shot it at the Braves Stadium.
Exactly.
So then people was like, but that ain't Atlanta no more. And I'm like, yeah, cause and you didn't mention Kyle, but
I didn't. Oh.
I didn't hear it, but I'm from Cobb, so I always heard that's not Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and it's not, but it's right there.
It's a little dry.
Almost
it's a little dry.
Here.
It's where we go to get our weed from.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't been out there in a minute.
That shit dope, though.
Thanks.
And it's going to be some more shit to talk about. Because there's so many people that come here and, you know, I think that's who was mostly mad.
Wait.
I think you got people who say, all right, I'm from Atlanta to outsiders.
Yeah.
Because it's easier.
Right.
And then I think you got people that be like, you know, saying they was doing shit they wasn't doing at
all. Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, man, I used to be old.
Kathy. So they feel like they got exposed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our people, and that's, a lot of people come from other places, and then all of a sudden you from here now.
Yeah, exactly.
This is where you got your name. Well, what you was doing, where the fuck you was from? Yeah.
Walking to the store, getting beat up.
Right. Right. They got ran up out of there.
Yeah, they ain't respect. Nigga wasn't cool at home. Happens every day. But you know, another day in the A.
Atlanta, a special place. You got to protect it.
I'm not from Atlanta. I've been here for a long ass time, though.
Where you from?
Mississippi.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been in Atlanta for 17 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm from Florida. I've been here since middle school. But comedy is when I really saw the city. Like, the shit you experience in it, like, going. Because you got to go the sides of town you don't be on.
Yeah.
So you be on the east side. You be, you know what I'm saying?
You don't never know what might happen.
You on the south side. And you don't know, like, hey, that shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, I got experiences on every side of Atlanta.
Yeah. Like,
what's the best side to you?
The best side? I don't know. I would probably say Southwest.
Southwest.
Yeah.
That's it.
Swatch.
Campton Road and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of odd over there.
Yeah, I just feel like it's still a whole bunch of black people, but it's just a lot more chill. Mm-hmm. Like, it ain't so much bullshit going on.
Yeah.
Everybody pretty much just
cool.
Go to work, go to the crib.
Yeah.
But they still moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me though, what would you say?
The best side? I'm gonna say where I'm from.
Say that then.
Yeah.
West side.
That's what you say?
Why?
Just is. It just, it's black and they like.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just a higher end, like the east side a little bit slower pace, a little bit laid back.
Yeah. I don't think the east side laid back.
Compared to the west side to me.
Shit, I don't know.
And the frantic energy them motherfuckers be having.
Yeah, the west side crazy. But because it's a lot of them over there. Like, they go through a lot over there.
They damn sure do. I had a lot of fun on every corner. I could literally go around the whole 285. I got a story about every exit.
Yeah.
It's a dope-ass city, man. Just get a hold of you.
Your dad sure do.
Because it could really pretty much be anything you want it to be, man. Yeah. You could go kick it in the country, or you could drive to the city, or go get into some bullshit, go get something to eat, go shopping.
Yeah.
Plenty of entertainment, plenty of entertainers. There's always something to do.
Yeah.
Always.
You been hitting the road a lot?
Yes.
What's your favorite spot so far?
Florida. I really like Miami. I think Miami and Florida, I think it's more lit than Atlanta.
Really?
Okay.
Just because it's
go ahead, spark some more shit in the comments.
Now you the ambassador of Atlanta. Now you.
Nah, I'm from Florida, but I ain't from there.
It's just like I've been in Atlanta my whole life. You feel me? So it's like
normal to you.
Exactly. But when I go out, like they got water down there. You feel me? Like we don't got no water down there.
Shit, we got Lake Lanier.
Don't you go out there?
I was that bullshit. Don't you go out there?
It's a monster.
Everything.
Hell no.
My brother be scared to drive across Lake Lanier.
Boy, you ain't even gonna put your toe in that one.
Don't look at the water. Everybody gotta look ahead in the car.
Man.
No, but the beach.
Just go out there and just
the
come
beach
up
by a miss.
Exactly.
Boy, if Atlanta had a beach.
Yeah, if Atlanta had a beach.
This shit, man.
It'd be colossal.
They'd have to put a fucking fence around this bitch.
Yeah.
Atlanta couldn't do no beach.
Though. Hell no.
Oh, Atlanta. But hey, you know how many motherfuckers get stuck? Hey, bro, my jet ski out of gas, bro. You gotta get me, dog.
Where the fuck you at, bro? I don't even know, bro.
I go get that's this
crazy.
I can see Roswell Road from here.
Man, I'm over here by Roswell Road.
Water was by Roswell Road?
Yeah, I floated all the way over here by Roswell Road. I'd probably be at Johnson Theory by the time you get here. This nigga floated up 400.
What's your mall that you like in the city?
I feel like at first I used to shop a lot in the malls, but the malls don't really have nothing no more. I gotta shop online.
Yeah.
That shit is so risky, though.
The mall don't have none of the good shit. Mm-hmm. They got online, and then you run the risk of having the shit that...
Like, they don't have no shoes. You gotta get your shoes from the shoe plug.
The shoes, so that's fucked up, dog. Nike need to...
Yeah.
They need to be sued.
They don't got nothing. Yeah. Nobody got jack.
Black people getting real tired of Nike, bro. We finna blow the next brand up. I don't know when we're going to have our next collective black people meeting, but we're gonna fuck around and switch all our Nike money to somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm not buying no more ones. You already know who I'm going to for them ones.
Who you switching to?
That cool cat.
Okay. All right, bet.
Who is it?
He dude, black on.
Black on. He got some dope make his ass own sneakers.
Yeah, he make like, they the one that like the dunk silhouette, like the Jordan ones.
Yeah.
But his shit got a little lightning bolt, but he got hella colorways. Oh, he got some shit. He might make an Amaretta pair. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I need to check him out.
Yeah.
For real.
Put you up.
Yeah.
I got a pair. Two. Somewhere
yeah,
put
I got
up.
A pair. I need to order some more.
Yeah. They be running out real quick.
He said, hit him.
Okay, yeah. Bet. Yeah. Plug it in. We got to get all that shit. We got to get your rap snacks jumped off.
What's the flavor?
You don't want no rap snack.
You don't want no rap snack. They gonna try to give you. What's your flavor?
No, I don't want the thing.
You need an app where you could be the GPS.
Wait, my time I'm talking?
Yeah, because anytime you get outside Atlanta, you should just, your voice should just, yeah. This is not Atlanta.
It's not Atlanta.
They'll be mad as hell. But now they done made everything say Atlanta, though.
The city is expanding.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. They trying to capitalize.
I know, bro. This shit turning into Las Vegas on the low.
Yeah, that's what they trying to make it for real.
They done legalized the weed. Ain't no telling what's next.
Oh, you know what's next?
Some money off the scratch off.
Wait.
You know the latest thing?
What?
You don't even need no carry no more.
Oh, man.
You don't need no carry license to conceal.
That's good.
Yeah, you can just tuck.
Yeah. Well, so, I ain't gonna never mind. That's not good.
It ain't.
Yeah.
But it's safe. It's safe. Just assume everybody.
Nah, these folk crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Too many
assume
people got
everybody
gun.
Got one.
Exactly. And everybody
that's why
gonna
everybody
kill.
Need one.
See, that's the wrong thing.
Shit.
They need to take all guns away.
No,
all
fuck guns? They don't. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
All guns. Uh-huh. That's gonna be fucked up.
Because think about
it. I am a believer in the Second Amendment.
I know, but
we
if
just
they,
not gonna have them. Police
they,
gonna have them.
If they did, that'd be look. Think about all the little kids that got guns and killing each other. I just seen a little girl. She was like 14 years old, and it was a little boy like 12 years old, and she had a gun. And she just playing in the bathroom, and she had it up to her head. She was like, "I'll shoot your ass," and she shot him. And then he fell to the ground, and she got scared and fell, and she jumped up and grabbed the gun and shot herself. They young.
What type of shit is that?
But that could everybody got guns.
But that's also on parents.
That's irresponsible.
Yeah, you can't have access to the guns. You gotta be responsible gun owner.
Yes.
They can't have that shit.
Yes, you should. They should definitely put some measures in place where you have to do some kind of training.
Exactly.
Handgun safety class before you can even be considered to purchase a firearm.
Yeah.
But they should definitely not take all guns away.
Right.
But they need to do something to get it
gun laws control. Don't even apply to the people who really using guns.
Right.
So it don't matter what they do.
Cool.
The crooks and the motherfuckers.
They don't care about
the
laws.
The crooks and the robbers and the murderers gonna have them anyway.
If they say you can't have no more guns, guess who gonna have the guns?
Yeah. The motherfuckers who don't supposed to have them.
Right. So now everybody a lick.
Yes.
Yeah. When right now it's just, hey.
Yes. At least give yourself a fucking chance.
Yeah.
But if they take them all, like, if it was a way they could just do a sweep.
Nope.
I'm talking about, just hear me out.
Mm-mm.
And they could just, like, magically get all the guns and then start putting them back out to the people
you
that really
that
need
now.
Them.
You saying that now. Wait till you go on tour. You're going to want as many guns as you can afford.
I know me, but I can
tour
handle a gun.
Look like
I'm
gun
saying
store.
The hired guns.
I can handle a gun.
You gonna,
everybody
don't even hire
one.
No security if they don't have no gun. What are you going to do?
That's how all the kids
hit the robber with
and then
a
you got all
light.
These kids out here. Every little kid in high school got a gun.
I think the kids, we
that's
just
what
gotta,
they should do the sweep at then.
We got to talk to them.
To
we got to tell them that ain't the way.
Yeah, exactly.
And more people got to reach them because the guns ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
It's just the access to it and what would make you want to go and think that it's cool to do that.
Because everybody got one.
You don't point a gun unless you plan on destroying whatever you pointed at.
Yeah.
There's too many people playing. Like, even in the videos, motherfuckers make the shit look cool for the kid. You know what I'm saying? You can't rap the song if you ain't got the gun to go with the...
Right, exactly.
See, that's the bad part of guns. They have been glorified by the wrong people. But I'm not talking about people who want to use guns to hurt people. I'm talking about people who want to use guns to protect their family and their property.
Yeah.
And their lives and well-being.
Yeah.
Not people who are out here doing malicious shit.
Not criminal activity.
Talking about civilians. Keep motherfuckers from climbing in your window and shit. Peeking around your corner.
Pow.
Yeah. But hell, we done discussed gun control and everything. Look at the effect that you have on people.
Right.
You gonna fuck around and be a senator one day.
You gonna have your opinion. You better not try to take them guns, though. That's gonna lose you the election.
Nah, but they just need to get some type of control for real. Cause I done seen too many videos with kids just killing themselves, killing people. Like, they just sad.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Violence is always sad. We need to do something to curb the violence in the black community.
Yeah, for real.
You have any ideas?
I think it start with the music.
Not no finance, just music.
I mean, cause if you think about like, who all the kids looking up to right now is like rappers.
Yeah.
So if your favorite rapper like telling you to do this, and then a lot of rappers don't even live what they talking about, so you got all the kids just listening to them. Like, we the role models.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know. It's been that way for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But it take a minute for you to realize this motherfucker was lying.
Exactly.
This motherfucker was lying.
Yeah.
And you done did what he done said, but he rich. You feel me? Living in a big mansion, and you out here in the hood killing.
And he rapping about what he saw.
Yeah.
He not, and now they rapping about what they doing, what they did, and then wondering, are they snitching? Yeah. It was your mixtape. You told on yourself? Then you told on me?
Your Honor, I'd like to submit some evidence. The mixtape, we killed all those motherfuckers, volume two. If you can clearly see that song number one actually has the name of the deceased as the title.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I guess violent shit just sound better on a beat.
It do, though.
No, but it's only us, fam. I can't hold you. It's only us. We the only motherfuckers get to kill each other on the song, and that shit be on top 10 radio.
I always wanted to say this, but I didn't know how to put it until now. Mm-hmm. Black people should have the freedom to make songs about bullshit, too.
Yeah. We should have fun songs.
Yeah. I'm talking about white people's songs be about butterflies.
White people's songs be drunk. A little drunk, just people scream, I get knocked down, but I get up again.
We need the black version of that.
Drunk as shit, man. Just, yeah, oi, oi, oi. Yeah,
I got fucked up, but now I'm straight again. Nigga, roll another blunt. I get fucked up, but I get up again.
Why we can't have just little...
We need more party music.
But that's because they ain't gonna push it.
We can push it.
This is true.
You ain't gonna push it.
Yes, we will.
Man.
We independent. We believe in being independent.
Only a little bit of people gonna push
it. Yeah. That's enough.
Yeah.
We don't need everybody.
Yes, you do.
I'm telling you, that's how shit blow up first. It be niche. It start off small. It's a movement.
Listen.
Then by the time the corporate
if
come,
you wanna get we some type of
that's why we'll feel free to
success,
sell it.
You gotta make some stuff that they gonna get behind.
Yeah.
They only gonna get behind the stuff that they wanna push.
Yeah, but everything
you
started
that's the
out
negative
small.
Shit.
Exactly.
Okay.
Why you think everybody rapping about negative shit?
I thought they just liked that shit. Oh.
You mean they don't like that shit? I thought they liked that shit.
That's what they gotta do.
Oh.
Cause if it was a way that people can make like good music and go up, they'll do it. But they ain't gonna push it. I'm telling you.
I think the music is reflecting what people are really doing. That's why it's going.
No.
People doing some fucked up shit. Listen, look at where they listening to this music at. In the club, doing drugs, drinking liquor, fucking lose women and shit. Let's go. See?
Look at this man.
See?
Look that's at a him. Sign. Look at him. His phone
that's
trained.
A sign.
His phone trained.
They listening. They
that
listen.
Motherfucker password is doing drugs, fucking loose women. Let's go. His phone came to life, boy. His phone came on like Dora backpack, didn't it?
What I tell you? What I tell you?
Nah, that was just funny, but no.
You saw that shit?
Now unlock this nigga phone. Who is this nigga?
Savvy Gunner.
I'm dead.
Oh, shit.
It's recording. It's recording. That's my keyword to start recording.
Oh, shit. The camera opening everything. Hey, sweating now.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What you got coming up next? You got to follow up. You got the whole world talking about you.
I got EP on the way.
What's it called?
I ain't gonna tell you.
I ain't gonna tell you.
Yeah.
Hey,
she gonna have a secret. I ain't gonna tell you again.
Oh.
That shit gonna be hard. Nah, but that, I know that. I mean, that title gonna be something.
Oh, it ain't gonna be all it. It's just
keep it to you. Hey, you full of shit.
Nah, no, don't expect that.
Nah, don't expect that. Oh, no, we're gonna keep it real light.
Oh, yeah, nah.
We're gonna be looking for it either way. Whatever you need, however you want to do this shit, man, we support you. You got our full support. Cat, look, even Cat got a question. You don't know Cat, but that's a nigga with the biggest, longest shorts. that nigga got the longest short pants or the shortest long pants you have ever seen. We don't know which one they are. It's a mix. They either short, long pants or long, short jeans, joggers, whatever. I ain't know if that nigga wore them shits for religious beliefs or what.
That's part of your religion.
Nowhere yet. Not just crazy. I think what's gonna be crazy when I go out of country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got that coming up?
Not yet.
Not yet.
But I know it's on the way.
Where you wanna go?
London, Paris,
let's go. Go to Tokyo.
Yeah.
Them Asian people gonna love you.
Yeah, they got all that fashion out there.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, yeah, that little district in Tokyo, where they be hitting that shit.
Yeah.
That shit in the future. Africa, too.
Yeah, I do want to go to Africa.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Me too, man. I ain't been either.
I'm going, though, because I didn't know we had so much love in Africa.
They got a lot of love for us.
The whole Africa.
Yeah.
Even in Madagascar. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Places we can't even pronounce.
Hard to get to.
But they got black sand and blue water. We going
there. Oh, yeah. They do have a beach with black sand.
Yeah.
That shit was pretty, too. I seen it.
Like, I don't think I went to St. Bart's. One of those saints. I think it's St. Bart's.
St. Thomas.
I was on the other side. It's St. Bart's or St. Croix, one of them.
St. Kitts.
St. Kitts, that might be it.
A little of them.
You know, we international like that. Go to Germany, too. Mm-hmm. They love some rap over there.
Yeah.
It's real fly.
That's crazy, though. Like, they just don't know. Well, I guess some of them do know what we're saying. Some of them know English.
Mm-hmm. Most of them do. But only Americans don't know shit but English. But everybody else speaks a bunch of shit.
Yeah, they do.
So it's people over there, but it's people that listen that don't know what the fuck we talking about.
Nah, because they ain't living like this.
You don't think so?
Nah, we be saying shit.
It'd be one. It'd be one or two little words.
They know the shit only from the song.
You don't think so?
Like they just use different words and shit. We be rapping, and you might say bold. They be like, you mean Sosa? You're talking about the Sosa. What do you mean, gosh? You mean Petra?
Yeah, garbage. Like you mean the bin? The rubbish?
You mean the rubbish bin?
Exactly. See, they just got to flip the script a little bit.
Kind of. I didn't ask you this. Who are some of your favorite lady rappers? Past or current?
Lady London. She's like number one on my list.
The battle rapper?
Yeah.
Well, she was a battle rapper. She make music too, though.
Yeah.
Okay, bet.
Yeah, she real fire. I like Rico Nasty.
Let's do it.
I like her name.
I fuck with Cardi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
You're such a rapper.
You named a good amount, though.
Rappers were very entertaining, man, especially like now, since the pandemic hit and people have like a lot more time to just, see what the fuck going on. So much drama in the LBC.
You're stupid.
But you do a good job staying out of all that.
Yeah.
Steer clear. Hell no. Yeah. Don't make time for it either.
Exactly.
Don't be out here explaining yourself.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
For what? They
gonna
act like they don't understand.
No.
Okay.
Oh, shit, you finna go.
Don't do that to us. You leave? Don't do that to us now.
No.
No, okay. Just because,
yeah, somebody else. Somebody
what happened?
Did us.
Well, I'll tell you if we come back.
He did us like that.
What
he did us like that.
Made it happen. What you got over there, man? Play me some pimping. I know you drop me one in there.
We got too much shit in here today. It won't close.
Too much sauce. Went through the drive-thru. There's too much sauce. Send food back. But there's too much sauce.
How you end up with both of the lighters, man? That's selfish of you.
I don't even know how that happened. Oh, yeah, I didn't see that one posted.
You took this one from one of these, because one of these is Marco lighter.
That's yours. Oh, I got it from over there by you.
Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 South Show.
Yeah.
Voted most likely to succeed at the podcast awards that they ain't had yet.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just take a moment to take a moment to catch you up on what we've been doing over here as a record label, staff, and company, dog grooming, pet service, car wash, logistics, truck driving school, hotel, casino, and resort, ski lodge, restaurant, and bed and breakfast. Yeah, so like I was saying, magnificent things are on the horizon. I think it's time to go back on tour. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Yeah.
I'm going back on tour. Who's coming with me?
Let go.
Yeah.
Okay, bet. We got cities already lined up.
Give them the cities.
I mean, well, of course.
Post it. Put it up there.
I don't know when we're going to drop this, so I can't even get into the specifics. Ooh. But stop by the app, Channel 85. You might be watching this on there right now. Catch up on everything you need to catch up on. If you don't have the app, you can still hit the website, Channel 85.
You should.
Check out everything you need to check out. Sign up for the app. You got money at this point. I was waiting on you, but now I know. And then got back hot. The weather done broke. Come on, man. You're missing out on all the types of exclusive content. We got exclusive executive producers, Clayton hosting the show, Project Carlos coming in the back. I'm about to do, I ain't even gonna tell you what I'm about to do. I got something coming that's gonna be so interesting for the people who watch this. Stay tuned. Because all we doing right now is sitting in the trap with Big Retta, getting caught up on the ins and outs of Atlanta.
Come on.
What is and what may not be. J-O-N, I see you brought that instrument. It ain't plugged up, though. It's not plugged up. It's a little bit plugged up.
It's kind of plugged in.
You know what we got to do?
What's this?
We got to bring back the freestyles on the table. We got to get us a table specifically for beating on it.
To beat on?
Yeah. I might get my boy Mike Jones to build us a beat lunch table. With some good acoustics.
A lunch table.
Yeah.
With some seats attached.
Are you ready to come back? All right, man, part two.
Yeah.
Big Retta.
Yeah. Back.
Yeah, she got in here. She loose now. She been talking shit. Hell yeah. Catching us up. The EP dropping real soon.
Yeah.
So where can they catch up with you and check out all your updates and what's your social media and all that type of stuff?
They can find me on Instagram, I'm a Retta. Twitter.
I'm going to follow you on Instagram because I didn't follow you because I didn't know how old you were.
What?
I'm for real, man. I'm dead fucking serious. Like, nah. She might be too young, but I didn't know you was grown.
Yeah, I'm grown.
Okay.
You can follow me on Twitter at I'm a Retta4L and on YouTube, I'm a Retta Boss. Oh, that's Facebook, I'm a Retta Boss.
You on all that shit?
Yeah, I'm on everything.
Okay.
She couldn't be big if she wasn't grown.
Right. But some motherfuckers is grown and they have grown big.
Some people been big. And then they just got grown.
Well, it depends on how you look at that. Shout out to your team over there. They big chilling.
Yeah.
They got here early, secured the premises.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Scouted it.
But you missed it. We was playing some of her music in here and you ain't even get to catch
No, I'm catch about the vibe. To be on it. I gotta catch the vibe.
All right, I gotta ask you, what's some of the best advice you've been given so far through some, you know, through your come up?
Through my career?
Yeah.
some of the best advice. Somebody told me that, what I was talking about earlier, I'm gonna have to have super tough skin, because the higher I get up, the more people gonna expect me not to never make mistakes.
That's cold.
I know. That's what come with it, though. That's what they say.
Yeah. That's life, though. Especially when you're in the public. It ain't nothing that you're doing, nothing ain't nobody else doing. But it just so happened that people just feel the need to give their opinion on it.
Exactly.
Nothing ever gonna be good enough. So do it for you. Listen to me, young lady. I'm older than you. You got a chance.
Yeah.
Do it how you want to do it. However you want to do it now. Listen to me. Do it however you want to do it. I'm Arisha. Do it now.
Arisha?
I ain't going to mess your name. I'm Arisha. Listen to me now. I'm telling you now. Do it however you want. I'm Arisha. Listen. I don't give a damn what they say now. Do it how you want to do it now.
Okay.
That's the main thing you learned, though.
Yeah.
It's because like you said, it's going to be criticism either way. So why not do it your way?
Exactly. Yeah.
Nothing ever going to be really up to your standard until you do it yourself.
Facts. That's
no matter who you hire or how much you tell them you want it a certain way, some things you're just going to have to do yourself.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Now I'm just trying to save you some time, Amarish. Listen to me. Anybody you want to shout out in the city that you came up with? Nope, you're just alone.
I be kicking by myself.
That's the best way.
With my friends. But nobody in the industry for real.
They ain't got to be industry.
Yeah. I shout out everybody who I rock with. They know who they is.
That's the best way to do it. That way you don't leave nobody out.
They exactly.
They smile like a motherfucker. She talking about me. I used to sit behind her in fourth grade. I been new. She could draw too. They ain't even asking about her drawing. You didn't know she could draw then.
It's one person that you don't fuck with though, and he swears,
that's me, man. That's me. Like, she don't fuck with you, she do fuck with me.
All your exes.
Every time I talk to you, like, get the fuck out my face.
Bro, I'm the one put her up on the rap shit.
I was fucking with the music first. I used to come to the crib, I was in the street. She had that red, she had wrote her little shit. So I was like, yo, fold that, y'all. You can do that. I put her up on that shit. She ain't gonna never
say
that.
They not be telling nobody.
You know they telling. What nigga wouldn't?
Yeah.
Man.
They out there right now.
And he about to make it seem like he was fucking with you all the way up until the shit popped off now.
No.
He got in the club off your name.
Man, I swear to God,
come on, that nigga the game, bro.
I had just talked to her. That next day that shit came out. she had texted me like, fuck you too. And that's all I said. That's all she said. Next day, God damn, bro. I ain't got no number. She done blocked me on Facebook and everything. I was trying to find her on Instagram, but I couldn't spell her real name. Her shit under her real name.
Man. Bro, that's hilarious.
You know it.
It's going down. You know this.
That's the crazy thing about it. Everybody that you ever came in contact with up until this point, they had something to do with it.
Yep.
Motherfucker might have gave you a ride one time. Yo, she used to ride to work with me.
Oh, man, he ain't never had a car.
Man, I used to have to ride him around.
Oh, yeah, nah.
Man, I asked you for a ride one time. To my car. You come from that side of the parking lot. That's the other side.
Hey, this nigga always need a ride.
This nigga get out the car. Man, you know who always need a ride? This nigga always. Every time we see you in the parking lot, you need a ride in your car.
Oh, not why you far way over there?
Bro, this is not an Uber.
That shit crazy. That's real. They can't take credit, man. What's for you?
Yeah, they
for
can't
you,
take
man.
No credit.
When you hitting the road again?
This weekend. I gotta go to South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Turn them up.
Yeah.
Let's go.
South Carolina be showing me love, though. Like, when I used to perform out there, 2018, they be going crazy.
That's what's
they
going.
Just love when people come through there and fuck with them.
Yeah.
Facts.
Where you wanna go that you haven't been?
Performing?
Yeah, in America.
New York.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
You ain't did NYC?
You ready?
You never been?
I been, but okay. I ain't never did a show out there.
Okay. Oh, you ready.
That's coming.
Yeah, you ready for that.
Yeah.
Gonna fuck that.
A lot of people think I'm from New York.
That's what? The part. That's what I'm telling you. That's the part that's gonna fuck them up. Especially when you kick a dope-ass verse over one of them classic New York beats. Oh, shit! Your son!
I told you she was from
your son. She's down the Delta Buck.
Yo, son, she's from Brooklyn, son. I told you, man.
Yeah, you're going to turn them up.
Yeah.
Go up there and do you a live show.
Yeah.
Sell the club out. One night only.
Yeah.
Shoot that shit. That's the one the Complex is going to come out and be like, today we're following Big Redda.
Right.
Nah, that'll be dope. Do BBQs or some shit like that.
What's that?
No. He said, hell.
Don't do that.
Oh, Mr. New York.
He from New York?
No, we ain't fucking with that. We don't want no goddamn Henny Wings.
The Apollo? Madison Square, fuck it.
Ooh, go big. Let's get it.
Go do the Barclays.
Yeah.
Turn that shit up.
That's your Summer Jam. What it is.
All right, man. We got to wrap this up, man. We done held you hostage for a minute. Been in here. We appreciate you stopping through.
Thank
showing much love.
No problem.
Appreciate it, baby.
You are 85% of no. Real shit, and
she gotta say it one time.
Wait.
That's not Atlanta.
It's not Atlanta.
Yeah, let's go.
Hey, what's up, show man? We out of here.
Yeah.
Appreciate you stopping through.
No problem.
Good shit, baby. Appreciate
no problem.
You. Let's get it going as hell.
Okay. Oh, stay right here.
You can stay right there. Remove your snacks.
Yeah, move that out of the way.
Look up, Clayton. Say cheese.
Oh, we in here.
Dang.
Thank you.
Bye.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at VisitCalifornia.com.